Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood. A World of Contradictions. I was born a crime, not figuratively, but literally. My very existence was illegal under apartheid law in South Africa. You see, I'm what's known as colored mixed race. My mother is a black South African woman, and my father is a white Swiss German man. Their union was forbidden. Growing up, I lived a life of contradictions. I was too light to be considered black, but not light enough to be white. I didn't fit neatly into any of apartheid's racial categories. As a result, I spent much of my childhood hidden away, isolated from the outside world. My mother couldn't be seen with me in public without risking arrest. But my mother was a rebel at heart. She refused to let the oppressive system dictate how she lived her life or raised her child. She taught me to question everything, to think for myself, and to never accept artificial limitations placed on me by others. "Trevor," she would say, "you need to learn how to think." It was her way of teaching me to see beyond the surface, to understand the complex realities beneath. The power of language. One of the most valuable lessons my mother taught me was the importance of language. In South Africa, with its 11 official languages, being multilingual was more than just a skill, it was a superpower. I learned to speak several languages fluently: English, Afrikaans, Xhosa, Zulu, Tsonga, and more. This ability allowed me to navigate between different racial and cultural groups with ease. I could blend in anywhere, becoming a chameleon of sorts. There's a Xhosa phrase that says, "Umlungu ngafakathi." It means white on the inside. That's how many people saw me. I could speak their language, understand their customs, laugh at their jokes. Language opened doors for me that would have otherwise remained firmly shut. I remember once, as a teenager, I was with a group of Zulu guys when we were stopped by the police. The officers were ready to arrest us all, but when I spoke to them in flawless Afrikaans, their demeanor changed completely. Suddenly, I wasn't just another black kid causing trouble, I was someone they could relate to. We walked away without incident that day. The mischief maker. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't always using my powers for good. I was a mischievous child, always getting into trouble. But even in my misadventures, there were lessons to be learned. Take the time I accidentally burned down a white family's house. Yes, you heard that right. It was an accident, I swear. I was playing with matches, as kids do, and things got out of hand. As I watched the house go up in flames, I was terrified, not just of getting caught, but of the consequences. In apartheid South Africa, a black kid burning down a white family's home, that could have ended very badly for me. But here's the thing, nothing happened. The police came, took statements, and left. No one even considered that I, the colored kid from down the street, could have been responsible. It was a stark reminder of the privilege my lighter skin afforded me, even in a system designed to oppress people who looked like me. The hustle. As I grew older, I began to understand the harsh realities of life in post-apartheid South Africa. Poverty was rampant, opportunities were scarce, and the legacy of racial inequality was still deeply ingrained in society. To make ends meet, I became a hustler. I sold pirated CDs, DJed parties, anything to make a buck. It wasn't always legal, but it was survival. One of my most successful ventures was running a small loan operation in high school. I would buy candy in bulk and sell it to my classmates at a markup. Then, I started offering loans to kids who couldn't afford lunch. It was a lucrative business, but it also taught me valuable lessons about economics, supply and demand, and the cycle of poverty. I saw firsthand how easy it was for people to get trapped in debt, how a small loan could snowball into an insurmountable burden. It made me realize that the system was designed to keep poor people poor, and it lit a fire in me to find a way out. The power of education. My mother always emphasized the importance of education. She saw it as the key to breaking the cycle of poverty and oppression. Even when we barely had enough to eat, she made sure I had books to read. "Education is the only thing they can't take away from you," she would say. And she was right. The knowledge and skills I gained through reading and learning became my ticket to a better life. It wasn't just academic knowledge that proved valuable. The street smarts I developed, the ability to read people and situations, the skill of adapting to different environments, these were all forms of education that served me well. I remember once, during a particularly lean time, my mother and I were living on corn and pap for weeks. One day, she brought home a big stack of books from the library. I was confused, we needed food, not books. But she sat me down and said, "I know you're hungry, but there's more to life than just eating. These books will feed your mind." A mother's love. Throughout all the ups and downs of my childhood, one constant remained my mother's unwavering love and support. She was my rock, my protector, my biggest cheerleader. Even when she was tough on me, even when she disciplined me, and trust me, she could be strict, I never doubted her love. She pushed me to be better, to aim higher, to never settle for less than I was capable of. One of the most powerful moments in our relationship came after she was shot by my stepfather. As she lay in the hospital, her head wrapped in bandages, she looked at me and said, "Now you're the man of the house. You have to take care of your little brother. You need to be strong." In that moment, I realized the depth of her strength, her resilience. She had survived apartheid, poverty, domestic violence, and now this. And through it all, her concern was still for her children. My mother taught me that love is not just an emotion, it's an action. It's showing up, day after day, no matter how hard things get. It's sacrificing your own comfort for the sake of those you care about. It's believing in someone even when they don't believe in themselves. As I look back on my journey from the townships of Soweto to the stages of international comedy, I realize that every step was shaped by the lessons my mother taught me. Her courage, her wisdom, her unconditional love, these were the true crimes that brought me into this world. And for that, I will be forever grateful.